Veritonic is an audio analytics and research company, and so we want to start bringing more of the data and insights we're releasing to the show. Therefore, on the precipice of our sixth season of The Sonic Truth, we're giving our listeners a sneak peek of data from our new Podcast Listener Insights series, which will consist of three parts: media consumption habits, creative engagement, and purchase behavior. If you're interested in downloading the full report or attending the third and final webinar for the real-time unveiling, head to veritonic.com or click the link in the episode description. While you're there, you can also read about our latest funding announcement led by Lavrock Ventures, with additional investment from Progress Ventures, Graycroft, Lear Hippo, and New York Venture Partners. And of course, we love hearing from you. So drop us a note on our contact us page at veritonic.com or rate and review us on your podcast app. So as promised, this week we're bringing you some data in a special episode on which I'll be joined by my colleague, Teresa Vallejo. Welcome again to The Sonic Truth.
Thank you, Kristen. Excited to bring our listeners part three of our Insight series, which consists of data around the purchase behaviors of U.S. podcast listeners. If you missed part one or part two, definitely visit the Insight series tab on veritonic.com to check those out. To jumpstart today's episode, I'll provide a quick refresher on the methodology we followed while conducting this study. To obtain the results of this report, we utilized our creative measurement tool to conduct an online survey of over 1,000 census representative Americans who listen to podcasts to understand their content and advertising consumption and engagement habits across a variety of entertainment platforms and services. Let's get into what we learned. A worry of some advertisers is getting lost in the crowd. Have you ever gone to a website and there are thousands of ads flashing and popping up everywhere you turn? Well, our research shows that on podcasts, most listeners have no preference if multiple brands are advertising on the same episode, and the majority of those don't believe it impacts their ability to recall specific advertisers and their messaging at all.
That's fascinating, Teresa. Another interesting finding is that interactive ads, which are relatively new to the space, are quite effective. About 22% of podcast listeners have taken action on an interactive ad, while 25% claim to have never seen one. This presents a really good opportunity for brands to consider interactive ads, as they're incredibly enticing for the consumers that do see them, and especially for those that are trying to reach the 18 to 34-year-old demographic, who we see as having a 36% engagement rate with interactive audio ads.
It's so much easier to click or speak to an ad when you find something interesting instead of trying to remember a special promo code or URL.
Absolutely. We also considered the effectiveness of ads across other channels and found that television, followed by YouTube, followed by podcast ads, are the most frequently used for purchasing goods and services. 19% of podcast listeners have purchased a good or service from an ad on podcasts in the last year alone. And that number is at 25% for 35 to 54-year-olds. So again, if that's the sweet spot you're trying to reach, that demographic, then podcast ads could certainly be effective for you.
Really interesting stuff. We also found that household products and goods are the most frequently purchased, followed by health and wellness, food and grocery delivery subscriptions, and then entertainment. When we broke the findings down by age bracket, things got really interesting. 18 to 34-year-olds are much more likely to purchase from a wider variety of industries than other listeners, with 45% having purchased an entertainment subscription or service on podcasts, and 44% having purchased household products. We also tracked the purchase behaviors of other industries, so make sure you register to attend our Podcast Listener Insight Series webinar on July 28th to get the full findings.
Definitely. Head over to veritonic.com and click the Insights Series tab or the black bar at the top of our website to sign up. Depending on your podcast listening service, you may also be able to find a link in this episode description. To give you a preview of some additional findings, we decided to put podcast listeners to the test. One huge advertiser across various channels that you may or may not know is a brand called BetterHelp. We tested listeners' recall of BetterHelp's advertising and found that the most common channel that panelists remember hearing their ads on is podcasts.
And they are currently the largest advertiser in the podcast space, so I guess that means their audio strategy is working. Now that we've discussed purchase behavior and ads, let's turn to who isn't hearing your ads and why. we found that the ads you can't skip, or at least not right now, like you can in podcasts, that 58% of people subscribe to avoid ads on video and TV streaming services, and then 41% subscribe to music streaming services to avoid ads.
The most applicable part of that finding for podcast advertisers is really that if you can take anything away from the three parts of this insight series that we've done, it's that podcast listeners aren't only listening and engaged with the content, but the ads too. And maybe having the choice to skip the ads makes people feel in some way like they're a part of the conversation intentionally.
That's a great point.
Okay, so this brings us to the end of our special podcast episodes around our webinar series. Thank you so much for listening, and be sure to sign up for our email list on veritonic.com to stay in the know on this and future webinars and data that we release. And also, we actually just released two checklists, the first of which is a step-by-step guide to effective audio logos, and the second is a step-by-step on things to remember while making podcast ads. And it's really tips and best practices so that your creative of those ads resonates with your target audience. These can both be found on veritonic.com, so definitely check those out as well. If you have any questions, contact marketing@veritonic.com and we'll be happy to chat. As always, make sure you hit subscribe and rate and review us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thanks again for joining us today on The Sonic Truth.